on Radio 4. And we return to the hapless Hardacres advertising agency in a few moments, where Nigel Havers, aka The Boss, hasn't been seen since Christmas. Is anyone missing him? We'll see shortly. First,
I'm still quite nervous about doing this. Do you get nervous, Fee, about doing this?
The award-winning Radio 4 podcast.
It's like sailing in international waters. Not that I've ever done that.
With Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
It's just two women blethering, but doing so with the accompaniment of fantastic listener emails. She says, I know I'm not your poshest listener. Could I be your roughest? And we're frequently joined by top quality guests. Coming up, we've got Edith Bowman, we've got Vic Hope, we've got Elif Shafak, who are certainly better value than we are.
Fortunately, with Fee and Jane.
It continues tonight at 11 o'clock on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, Matthew Bainton and Josie Lawrence are joined by Nigel Havers. Or are they?
Reluctant Persuaders by Edward Rowett. Episode 1. If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit.
Creative director? Me?
Acting creative director. For now.
Why?
Because the alternative is Teddy.
But why do we need one at all?
We already have one!
Because clients expect to meet one. It makes them feel valued.
Can't you just tell them the truth?
That our creative director and fearless leader, Rupert Hardacre, has gone missing and we haven't seen him since our Christmas party?
Well, not that truth. You could say he's on sabbatical.
That's what I will say when I introduce our acting creative director, Joe Starling.
That does have a ring to it. What would I have to do?
Well, nothing you don't do already, just with a new title.
And more money?
No, the same money. But you can use Rupert's office.
Oh, I don't think he'd want me to do that.
He definitely wouldn't!
Are you sure we shouldn't be worried about him?
I am worried!
How many times has Rupert gone AWOL the past 4 years?
Never for more than a month, though.
42 days, 9 hours and 17 minutes.
Which is why this time he left us a detailed, thoughtful note explaining that he was taking some time off and that there was no need for us to worry.
I'm going out now and maybe sometime.
18 minutes. So why hasn't he replied to any of my emails,
He's never replied to one of your emails, to be fair, Ted.
But I've never sent him this many emails before, Joe.
Maybe I haven't sent him enough. I'm going to go and send him another.
Teddy, he'll come back when he's ready. And until then, let's make the most of it.
Make the most of what?
How's the work on the Spitfire rebrand coming?
Oh, that's done.
Really? The pitch is until next week. Not like you to finish something 5 days before a deadline.
Well, turns out it's a lot easier to get work done when you don't have to run it past Mr. Hardacre and listen to a 40-minute presentation on the history of advertising and his place in it.
He got it down to 40 minutes?
Excluding interval.
And there's my point. Hardacre's runs better without Rupert Hardacre.
That's not true.
So what exactly do we need him for?
I'm going to send him an email.
Are you sure about this? My track record of handling this kind of thing isn't 100%.
Joe, you know I don't believe in compliments. But you have been doing an adequately competent job in Rupert's absence.
Thank you. You too.
I know. I always knew I could run this place better without him.
Do you really think I should take his office?
I'm going to be really honest with you now.
Okay.
I don't care that much. Use it if you want to.
Well then, I guess I'll start moving my pencils. Ted, what are you doing on the roof?
I'm watching the horizon, waiting for him to come home.
Right. You know he might come from the opposite direction.
What do you want?
You haven't been in your office all day.
Our office.
I was worried.
I didn't know you cared about people who go missing.
He's not missing, Ted. He's just having a holiday.
Oh, it's more than that, Joe. Something's wrong. I can feel it in my waters.
Even if that's true, what can we do? Go round to his house and shout through the letterbox?
I have done. Repeatedly. And peered through his windows. He's not there. Oh, if only I'd installed a tracking app on his phone. Oh, I wish I knew what drove him away.
I'm sure it was nothing to do with you.
Perhaps I was an amusement to him. Nothing more.
Or maybe he just felt like a break from all the drama.
What drama?
You're standing on the roof in a cloak. Look, he wouldn't have left his agency in our hands unless he knew we were capable. It's not that he doesn't care. It's that he trusts us.
You think?
Yeah. And I don't want to let him down, do you?
Never.
Then why don't you come inside? It's starting to rain.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Oh, you've had a haircut.
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't like it. It's different.
I went somewhere new.
What's wrong with Eye Patch Pete by the railway bridge?
I think I deserve a hairdresser with some depth perception. I need to look the part now. I'm creative director.
Acting creative director.
Yeah.
You don't care about him at all.
What?
You just like having his office and his title. You've jumped into his grave while it's still warm.
I haven't. I don't think. I'm not really sure what that means.
Oh, you probably don't even want him to come back.
It's not that I don't want him to. I just don't need him to. Amanda's right. We did the Waltons ad mostly without him. We're down to the last two of the Spitfire pitch entirely without him. What do we need him for?
What do we... I'm going to stay up here.
In the rain?
In the rain, in the wind, in the driving snow. I'm going to wait here forever. Till he comes.
Okay. I might need you to do some work at some point.
Leave me, Joseph.
Ted.
I said leave me!
Waltons, where Christmas lives.
Are you watching that ad again?
I was just taking Mr. Hardacre's big TV for a spin. It does look amazing in 4K.
It's February, Joe. It might be time to take the decorations down.
It just reminds me what I can do, why I'm in here.
Try not to tie your entire sense of self-worth to one advert.
I'm not.
Good. Is there a reason Teddy's standing on the roof dressed like the Scottish widow?
He's waiting for Mr. Hardacre to come back.
Oh, for the love of...
I know. I shouldn't have let him watch the French lieutenant's woman.
I will never understand his attachment to Rupert.
Ted's always looking for a strong male role model.
Yes, as I say, I will never understand his attachment to Rupert.
Well, Monty Don stopped answering his letters.
If Teddy wants a strong role model, he'll find me in my office.
Also, there's something on Mr. Hardacre's calendar for tomorrow. The briefing brunch? A morning of presentations and discussion, bringing together industry thought leaders to examine where advertising is heading next.
It's a glorified publicity event. The only people who go are egos with nothing better to do.
But Mr. Hardacre...
goes every month, yes. My dear, it's vital to keep up appearances.
That's pretty good.
I know.
But maybe he's right.
He's not right. He just likes to skip work, eat a free brunch, and remind the industry he exists.
Wouldn't mind a free brunch.
Brunch is a made-up meal for people who want to convince you they're too busy and important to eat a proper breakfast.
Still, I think I'd like to go.
Why?
Because I sometimes feel like everyone else gets invited to these things and I don't. Maybe now I'm creative director.
Do you just want to go around telling people that?
No. I mean, if it comes up... I have ordered quite a lot of business cards. You and Ted could come too.
Me? Attend a non-compulsory public gathering? Does that sound like something I'd do?
But if we're the new face of Hardacres, maybe we should show that face.
Oh.
And it would get Teddy off the roof. I'm a bit worried he's going to freeze to death. It's a very thin cloak. Okay. Hi, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you. Creative director Joe Starling. Was someone saying my name? No. Come on, Joe. Just a plausible human man. They don't know. Hi, Joe Starling. Good to... No, she's walked away. Come on. Hello.
All right, mate.
Hi. What do you think of the talk?
I wasn't listening, to be honest. A load of bollocks, this thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So, why do you come?
I never miss a brunch. Most important meal of the day. I mean, who has time to eat breakfast these days? I'm Ace, by the way. Creation Nation.
Ace?
That's what everyone calls me.
Good to meet you, Ace. I'm Joe. Joe Starling.
Why do I know that name?
I did the Waltons Christmas ad, maybe you saw...
Wasn't there that poster of you in Speedos a few years ago?
Yeah, that was me.
Loved that. Waltons, though. Impressive. What agency?
Hardacres.
Why do I know that name?
Again, probably just because of the Waltons.
Didn't your office burn down last year?
Yes, that was us.
Loved that. Who's your creative director over there?
Me. I am.
Really? Very impressive.
Well, technically, I'm only actually 34, so yeah, I guess it is impressive.
34? I would have thought you were much, much older.
Why does everyone always think... No, I'm 34.
And already creative director. What are you working on at the minute?
You know, Spitfire, the chocolate biscuit?
Yeah, I know, Spitfire.
They're doing a big rebrand. We're pitching for that. Down to the last two, actually.
You got a card, Joe?
Sure, here.
Very tasteful. Good thickness. Embossed lettering. Eggshell with Romalian type, right?
Yes.
Love that. Listen, Joe, dinner and drinks tonight, you in?
Oh, yes, definitely. Just you and me?
That'll be a bit weird, mate. No, me and a few other CDs and B-Nicks.
B-Nicks.
B-N-I-Cs. Big names in creative, you'd fit right in.
I would? I mean, I would. I will. Great.
Good stuff. I'll text you the deets. See you, Joe.
Yeah. Catch you on the flip side.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. See you tonight.
You know, I may have been too harsh on brunch. Are you going to eat that sausage?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, Teddy, cheer up.
Everything reminds me of Mr. Hardacre. Even this sausage.
I'm not going to inquire too deeply into that.
I miss him, Amanda.
What exactly is it you miss?
Everything. I miss his impossibly trim, boyish figure, his magnificent hair, his film star looks, his silken voice, the way he calls me Beach. Oh, if he were here, he'd know what to say.
Beach, you're a waste of time, a waste of space, and a waste of matter.
Amanda, I thought we were friends.
I was trying to cheer you up.
Why would that cheer me up? It's the most horrible thing anyone's ever said to me.
Rupert says that kind of thing to you all the time.
Yes, but he only says those things because he doesn't want me to know how deeply he cares for me. I always feel safe when he's around. You know, sometimes I have this dream where we're in a Japanese POW camp and he's looking after me.
I don't understand you at all, Teddy.
No one does. Apart from Joe and losing him as well.
You're not losing Joe.
I am. He's been different ever since you made him acting creative director. Maybe he'll only want to be friends with other creative directors now.
Joe's not like that.
Amanda, Ted, something amazing happened. I met this guy, his name's Ace. We really hit it off, and he's invited me out for dinner tonight with him and a load of other creative directors and General Beanicks. Isn't it great?
I'm very happy for you, Joseph.
Sorry, this man's name is Ace?
That's what everyone calls him.
I wonder what they call him behind his back. What's a Beanick?
Big names in creative.
Good grief. And that includes you, does it?
I think maybe it does. He knew the Waltons ad. For once, my reputation preceded me, and not in a wholly negative way.
Why would you want to have dinner with a group of strangers? Especially these strangers.
Well, it's nice to be invited.
We've got the Spitfire pitch tomorrow.
But we've been through it a million times. I could do it standing on my head. Heritage brand, dead grandpas, Churchill, the war, noun versus verb, keep the name, out of space, rap-based campaign, print, TV and social, Spitfire, this ain't your grandpa's biscuit.
I think you should go.
Really?
Yes. You work so hard, Joe. You deserve a night out.
Thanks, Ted. I'll be fine, Amanda. Don't worry. Might just grab some brunch before the next talk.
You're certainly very keen for Joe to make new friends.
Because it's important for me to remember that what we have is a friendship and a partnership, but not a marriage.
That sounds healthy.
It's what my couples therapist says.
Joe! Joe, you made it.
Of course. I wasn't sure what name...
I should have said, we're the Saatchi & Saatchi Agency Social.
Are we?
Well, no, not technically, but you never book a table under your own name, do you?
Of course not. Why not?
So if things get a bit rowdy, someone else takes the fall. We've been Hardacres a few times, but we won't use that anymore.
I appreciate that.
No point. We got you banned from too many places. Grab a seat. Now, I'm assuming you know everyone.
Remind me?
Lads, this is Joe of Hardacres fame.
Hardacres? Why do I know that?
The Waltons ad. We did the Waltons ad.
Joe's creative director over there.
Very nice.
Grab a seat. I want you to settle something for us.
I'll let him get a drink first.
I want to know what he thinks. Joe, who's a bigger name? Scarlett Johansson or Margot Robbie?
Probably Scarlett Johansson.
Oh. I told you, I tried to tell you, God, I love being right.
What's this?
Gareth thinks working with Margot Robbie makes him Captain Big Bollocks, but she's no ScarJo, mate.
You've worked with Scarlett Johansson?
Amongst... other things. What about you, Joe?
No, I've never worked with Scarlett Johansson.
Sure, but who have you worked with?
Oh, all kinds of names.
Yeah, but who's the biggest?
I guess if I had to name just one, I'd say probably Chris Akabusi, the athlete. He used to present Record Breakers.
He's the most famous.
Well, he won a bronze medal for hurdling at the 1992 Olympics, so I would say that's pretty famous.
Yeah, fair enough. No, that is fair enough. Can anyone beat Chris Akabusi?
Well, yes, I suppose the men who won silver and gold.
Love that. Come on, you need a drink. Waitress!
And it ended up doing about 20 million on YouTube, which Walton's...
Gentlemen, worth. I hope you all enjoyed your meal. Can I get you anything else?
Just the bill.
I'll take your number.
Hey.
Sure, I'll add it onto the bill. See if you can work it out.
Oh, mate. Shot down by a waitress.
Yeah, yeah, probably has a boyfriend.
Bet she wouldn't say no to an ace in the hole. That's the thing about you, Mikey. You always go home empty-handed. Just like at Cannes.
Always with the awards. You're obsessed.
And you're not?
I just don't want to get into a dick-measuring contest over dinner.
Because you've only got a little one.
I'll have you know, the Advertise Now Trophy for Excellence in Print Advertising A6 category is a very prestigious award. Just because all the gold lease rubbed off?
Sounds to me, Mikey, like you may have been fondling it too much.
Yeah?
Which is not a problem I have with my two A&D pens.
Here we go, the two A&D pens.
Not my fault I'm good, mate. Not my fault I'm good.
All right, and Joe, what's in your trophy cabinet?
Oh, I always think awards are like women. It's rather tasteless to boast about all the ones you've taken home. And I'm hoping we might pick up something for the Walton's work, so...
Right, right, the famous Walton's work.
Where are we headed next? Blue posts?
I should probably think about making a move.
What? The night's young.
I know, but I've got this pitch tomorrow.
Come on, Joe, you've never won a pitch with a hangover.
Actually, no.
No?
You see, Joe Starling lives his life by one motto. Always drinking, never drunk.
Love that. Sounds like a challenge. Waitress, let's get this man some shots.
You've nearly reached creative director Joe Starling. I'm sorry I can't take your call.
Well?
Straight to voicemail.
Oh, where is he? The taxi will be here any minute.
He's not going to make it. Something's gone terribly wrong, just like I knew it would. I'll email Mr. Hardacre to tell him I was right and that we need him.
We don't. I can run this place without him.
I don't think so. I'm going to the roof to wait for him.
No, you're not. I've locked the door up there.
But that's a fire escape, Amanda. What if I start a fire?
I'm prepared to burn to death to make a point. It's time you face the truth, Teddy. Rupert might not be coming back.
Of course he is. We just have to wait for him.
No, we have to move on. The man is nearly 70 years old. He could have retired years ago. Perhaps he's finally taken the hint.
He would have told us if he was leaving for good. He would have told me.
Teddy, he doesn't care about you. He doesn't even like you. If anything, he probably left because of you.
Was someone saying my name? Creative Director Starling, reporting for duty.
Joe, where have you been?
Oh, here and there, here and there. How's everyone feeling?
Stressed.
How was your dinner?
Amazing. Just a really great bunch of lads, of which I was one, discussing advertising and life.
And you're not hungover?
Nope. I think I might still be drunk.
What?
I'm joking! Amanda, I'm fine. Heritage brand, dead grandpas, Churchill, the war, noun versus verb, keep the name, out of space, rap-based campaign, print, TV and social, Spitfire, this ain't your grandpa's biscuit, see?
Very impressive.
What can I say? I'm a beanick.
Well, Teddy, it looks like we don't need Rupert after all.
What's the matter with him?
I told him what he needed to hear.
What?
That Rupert doesn't care about him. He's not coming back, and he might have left because of him.
Amanda!
I'm sorry, but the whole thing is ludicrous. Rupert's his boss, not his dad.
But you can't say that to him.
Well, I did. Taxi's here. You sort him out. I'll meet you down there. We're in next. Are you sure
Amanda,
you're...
Amanda, I'm fine. It's Teddy you need to worry about.
Where is he?
In the corner, weeping into a pot plant.
Oh, handling him.
I tried, but it needs to come from you. We can't take him into the pitch like that.
So we leave him out here. We don't need him.
Yes, we do. Amanda, come on.
How have we managed to make more drama without Rupert?
We? I'm not the one who...
Yes! All right, fine. Hello, Teddy.
What do you want?
I'm sorry about earlier. I don't really think Rupert left because of you. I was just stressed. It's a lot of work, running things without him.
Well, you better get used to it since he's never coming back.
I'm sure he'll come back.
Do you want him to?
Yes. And when he does, he'll want this account. So let's go in there and win it. Okay? Good. Conversation over.
I can't. Not without him.
Your one job is to sit in the corner saying nothing. How could you possibly need Rupert for that?
I don't know, but I do.
Do you know what he'd say to you?
What?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Probably, Beach, pull yourself together and stop embarrassing my agency.
My dear, I don't know what Beach is doing with that pot plant, but I don't like it one bit.
Beach, a pitch is like a conversation between you and I. It works best when I do all the talking.
Did I ever tell you about the time I pitched in the grip of a violent hallucination? I thought everyone in the room was a goblin.
I'm still not convinced Beach isn't. Pitching is like making love. If you pull out halfway through, things can get very messy.
All right, that's enough. Yours is
good.
I know. Yours isn't bad either.
Are you saying there's a little Mr. Hardacre in all of us?
I would never say something so inane. What I'm saying
is that the real Mr. Hardacre was the lessons I learned along the way.
I'm saying Rupert would expect you to step up. Are you going to let him down?
Never.
Good. Well, then it looks like everything's been sorted just in time for the pitch.
Do you know who we're up against?
They're called Creation Nation. Ah, that must be them coming out now.
Joe, mate.
Ace, what are you doing here?
Pitching.
For Spitfire?
Obvs.
You're the other agency. You never said.
I like to keep my cards close to my chest. That's why everyone calls me Ace.
That doesn't make a lot of sense, but how'd it go?
Smashed it.
Well done. I wish I'd known we were up against each other.
Well, you do now. How's your head?
Oh, it has been better.
What happened to your motto?
My motto?
Always drinking, never drunk.
Oh, I might have to change that. Well, may the best man win. Good luck.
You too, mate. Make sure you mention that Walton's ad.
I think they probably already know about it.
Yeah? Just like everyone else who's ever met you, then.
What?
I'm just teasing. It's good to be proud of your work.
I know, I am.
Even when it's just a glorified John Lewis ripoff.
I wouldn't call it that.
No, everyone else does.
People don't say that, do they?
Well, maybe not to your face. I'm just messing with you.
Joe, come on, we're up.
Right.
Are you Hardacres as well? My name's Ace.
No, it isn't. Excuse us.
Sure. Oh, I looked you up, by the way, Joe. I thought you said you were creative director.
I am.
Just acting. Good luck.
So, that was Ace. I didn't know he was the competition.
Neither did I.
Well, don't worry. I've sorted Teddy out. He's good to go.
I'm not.
What?
The pitch. I can't do it.
Of course you can. I thought you were a Beanick.
So did I.
And you wrote the Waltons ad. Isn't that what you're always saying?
Am I?
Yes, all the time. So, pull yourself together.
Hardacres, we're ready for you now.
And now I'll hand you over to our acting creative director, Joe Starling.
Hi. So, what you've got is a heritage brand. Everyone knows what Spitfire is. It's the chocolate biscuit you get at your granddad's house. But the problem with granddads is they die, and then who buys your biscuit? So you're looking for a complete reinvention. We were thinking about the name Spitfire. And obviously to an older generation, it's the war and Churchill and all that. But to a younger generation, Spitfire isn't a noun. It's a verb. To spit fire is a rap term. So if you keep the name but add a... Sorry, this is rubbish. Look, you've got a biscuit, and if you want to pay us a fortune to put it in a new package, give it a new title, that's fine, but it won't change anything. It will still be your grandpa's biscuit. There's no point pretending to be something you're not. People People can always tell. Spitfire. It is what it is.
Well, that was...
Was someone saying my name? Hello, I'm Rupert Hardacre. I know what you're thinking. That was the worst pitch you've ever seen. And I'm here to tell you, you're right. And that was the point. Now, I'm going to give you the real pitch. And it starts right now.
In your own time, Rupert.
I've got nothing. I really thought I was going to think of something there. I guess pitching's harder than it looks.
Right. Any questions?
Morning, Ted. Any sign of him?
Nothing so far. Are you here to tell me to come in?
Nah. Thought I might wait with you.
Really?
Nothing else to do. I finished moving my pencils out of Mr. Hardacre's office. Have you seen Amanda?
No. Do you think she's annoyed with us?
Probably a bit. Yesterday wasn't our finest hour.
No. I'm sorry about your beatniks.
Yeah, it wasn't really my scene. And I probably was talking about Waltons too much.
Oh, it was such good work, though.
Just a John Lewis rip-off, really. I've always said I don't want to be like Mr. Hardacre. Well, I'm not. I haven't got the hair for it.
Or the trim figure. Or the boyish hips.
Those two. And I'm always saying or doing the wrong thing. I'm just not a very clubbable man.
What does that mean?
I'm not in the club. It's cold up here.
Yeah. Do you want to share my cloak?
Thanks.
Here you both are. I've had Spitfire on the phone.
What did they say?
It turns out that they were so struck by our unconventional pitch, they've abandoned all thoughts of rebranding and want us to handle their advertising going forward.
Really?
No, not really. They went with Creation Nation.
Yeah, that checks out.
The good news is, they say if they ever decide to unrebrand, we'll be the first people they call.
Really?
No, not really. I don't think we'll be hearing from them again.
Sorry, Amanda.
You were probably right. They're chasing an audience they'll never get. And we'd have taken the blame. That said, don't do that again.
About that, I'm not sure I should be creative director.
Well, no, obviously not. You had a breakdown in the pitch.
Do you need me to step up?
What I need is for Rupert to come back. I can't keep an eye on both of you at the same time.
Do you want us to come in?
No. I thought I might wait with you.
Really?
Nothing else to do. I mean, the man calls himself Ace. The clue was literally in the title.
I know. It's pathetic, but I thought he liked me.
Oh, Joe, he didn't like you.
Yes, all right, I realise that now. He thought I was...
He thought you were a threat.
Well, he was wrong about that, wasn't he?
Was he? Hurry up, Rupert. It's cold up here.
Was someone saying my name?
Mr. Hardacre.
Rupert!
Oh, sir, you came back. Oh, you must have come from the other direction.
Yes, Beach. And I only have one question. Who the hell has been using my office?
Reluctant Persuaders is written...